Parak Yud Beis.
I'm sorry, I took the classes here because I want all the cell phones, more like seven.
So here's five, and if anybody has a cell phone, put it in.
That was it.
Wow. They're multiplying. Okay. Okay, we are in Parak Yud Beis, and Pasuk where is it? Pasuk Dalet? No, we went further than that. Yeah, we did hay. So we said all the money that comes. All the money that comes into the Beis Hashem, whether we're talking about the Shkalim, whether we're talking about the Erechin, whether we're talking about anything anyone wants to donate. So Pasuk Vav says, Yikhu l'makayanim ishmeis makaroi. The Kayanim should take from makaroi, his friend, anyone he's makir, anyone he knows. So he told them that they should get all this money. In other words, normally this money goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, he told them he's giving it to the Kehanim, and what the Kehanim should then do is they should use this money to be mechazik as bad kavayis, to the upkeep and to renovate and fix up anything necessary in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayi b'shnas esrim v'sholosh shana l'melech Yehoyosh, v'chizku ha-kehanim es bad kavayis. It was in the year of the 23rd year of the Melech Yehoyosh, and he looked around, he had given out this job to the Kehanim, and he looks and he sees that nothing's happening. So he has a problem. Vayikra Melech Yehoyosh lo yada kayin. And so the Melech called Yehoyada Kayin, Vala Kehanim, Vayyamar Lehim, says, Maduain Chemechatskim is Bad Kabayis. Why don't you do your job? You're not fixing up. Vata, and I would assume, he says, that you've been getting the money all the time for this. So Vata, now Atikhu Kasav Meis Makarechem, you can't take the money anymore from your friends. Ki Levada Kabayis, it knew all the money has to go into the communal coffers of the Beit HaMikdash, and then that's where they'll go. I was telling it to go straight to you, and you'll take care of it. Anytime you'll see a nail that needs to be knocked in, you'll knock it in. Anytime you need something fixed, you'll go to Home Depot, take a couple dollars from what you just got yesterday from the Erechin, and you'll fix it up. But if you're not doing that, so that's not the way it's going to work anymore. All the money now is going to go back into a communal chest, and we'll figure out what to do from there. So, Vayayisu Akayanim, they were very happy. Vayayisu means that they were Nisratza. They were that they agreed to it. Levilti kichas kesef meisam, levilti chazik es bedek habayis. So what did they do? Vayikach yayada kayin aroin echar. Yayada kayin took a box. Vayikav char bedaltai, and he made a hole in its door of the box. Vayitin oseitam zeh. So he made like a pushka. Took a box and he put a hole on the top of it, and now you can throw your money in. What did he do with this box? He put it next to the Mizbeach, the Amin, on the right side, in order that when a person is going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to come with some money. So any money that comes in, that will be given to the Kehanim, they'll drop it in this box. Yeah?
Two questions. One, how's the test? It sounds like they were happy. They were happy not to be.
No, well, they were happy that if they don't get the money, it's not their job to do by the kabbayas. They weren't interested in this job, I guess, as of now. I don't know in the beginning what happened, but now they were happy that it's not their Christ anymore.
And then so, they also, is this the idea of like, this is where the idea of the stuckabout comes from?
I guess. This is the first stuckabout in history, I think. So it was Eitam Izbeach B'Yamin. It was on the right side, Bivayish Beis Hashem, which means to say, Rashi says Bivayish Beis Hashem means on the way in, You could be on the right side on the way in or the right side on the way out. It was the right side on the way in, and then any money that came in, they would drop in this box. Yeah?
I don't get what change you always make.
What do you mean?
He told them that
the money should go, any money you ever collect, just keep in your pocket and use that to mechazik by the kabayis, fix things up.
Okay.
They weren't doing that.
Okay.
So he said, okay, so instead the money is going to have to come to a communal chest, and from there we're going to have to hire people from that money. You know, it's not going to go to the kahanim's pockets anymore. It's going to go into a big account, and from there we're going to have to hire workers to go and fix things up and pay them from that account. Right, till now he figures the much easier way. The Kahanim are in the base of business all the time. Right? They see what things are wrong, so let them fix it. They need money, so any money that ever comes in, they'll stick in their pocket. Now, I'm not sure if there was some type of cheshbon for it, meaning to say, did the Kayan, if he got $10 today, did he have to show when he fixed something that he spent the $10? Or what happens if he fixes something that's worth $5 and he can keep the other $5? It sounds like from the psukim that all the money will come to you, and that's the payment that you're now in charge of taking care of by the kabbayis. So even if at the end of the month your expenses, let's say, were $100 and everything you had to fix, but you got $300 in Erechin, right? It's not a problem. That's payment for the whole job. It's a much easier thing. You just pay them. The money's coming in. You don't have to have a middleman. And they're always there. They know what's wrong. And finish. It's the easiest thing for everybody. But it wasn't working out. They weren't, for whatever reason, they weren't fixing things up. So they said, here, we're getting the money. We're not fixing it up. We don't want the money. We don't want to have the job. So instead, if that's true, the money's still coming in, so now you put it in a box, right? It's in the box. And then, if you look at the next psukim, say, when it filled up, so the Sefer HaMelech and the Kohen Gadol went up, they went up, and what they did was, the way the Metzudas learns is that they made a hole. I'm not sure exactly the way the Metzudas is learning. Some tourists must be able to see, like so. Oh, Vayatsu, the way the Mitzvah is learning is, what they did is as follows. They coined a coin that they're able to use for spending. Now, depending on how much money was in the pushka was how big that coin would be. You have to remember, in the olden days, the coins weren't, it wasn't a nickel, it wasn't a dime, it was the weight of the coin. So if I have five little coins that weigh whatever it is, I can then go make a new coin the size, one coin that equals those five. So they made themselves a coin that's going to be as much as all the kesef hanimsa beis Hashem, all that money. That's the way the Metzudas learns.
Was the size
or the weight or something like that? Yeah. So they did that, and they counted all the money. So what they do with it? So they took the money, and they went and they gave it to all the tradesmen who did work in the Beis Hashem. You have the Charshe Eitz, the Bainim, the Gaijim, Chaitzvei Heaven, Liknois Eitzim, all these things, Vavnei Machtev, all these different types of craftsmen that you need for wood and for stone, all the different types of things. So they took this money now and they paid them for it. L'chazik is better Beis Hashem. All that was necessary to spend, to be mechazik, to strengthen the Beis Hashem, that's where this money went. So instead of having the kehanim being the workers and being paid at the same time, they had a middleman. They made this pushka here, and it would fill up. When they fill it up, they make a cheshbon how much money's there, and then they would go pay all the workers that worked for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the way that they got the Beis HaMikdash back to the way it should be renovated. However, Ach lo yeyase pasuk yudalet says Beis Hashem sipos kesef mizamris mizrikos katzoyches kol kli kesef klizav v'kli kesef mina kesef amuva Beis Hashem. This money that came in was only for renovations, for fixing things. The pasuk clearly says it was not made for kalim. Sipos kesef are kalim that are in the shape of a jug, and mizamris is musical instruments. Mizrakites are other types of bowls, chatzaitrais, things that were used in the Havaydus Beis Hamikdash, bowls, kalim, musical instruments, says the pasuk, they didn't, that was not this money. This money was not used for this. This money was designated only for upkeep. It was given to those who did work. The chizku bayis Beis Hashem. What happens was there were gabayim, meaning they counted all the money. They counted all the money. Now who are we giving it to? So they had a person, a gabay, who was in charge, an overseer over all of the workers. And a worker would come and say, here's the bill, or here's what we need to do, or the gabbai would say, hire a person and say, here's what we need to do, and he was in charge of all this money, and he'd pay all the workers. So the pasuk says, in pasuk tezayim, v'lo yichashvu es anoshim, we didn't make a cheshbon with the people, asher yitnu es hakesef hayadam, the gabbaim were in charge of giving out the money, laseis la'itza melacha, to give it to the workers. We didn't ever make an audit on them to see how they're handling the money. Ki v'amuna heimaisim. The pasuk says they were known to do it v'amuna. They were chosen because they were trustworthy people, and therefore we didn't need to ever audit them to make sure that they're doing things correctly, because ki v'amuna heimaisim, they were doing them correctly.
So where does it help to make the stone? The
tzuris matzbeya.
Yes.
I mean, if they're anyways paying out the thing from this money. So the way the Radak seems to explain is, he says that we don't have this concept. In the olden days, there were coins that were imprinted with like the picture of the king or the picture whatever, and that was a coin that was usable. And then there were coins that didn't have any imprint on them. That means, so those coins, they were like just pieces of gold or silver. They weren't actually coins that could be used for purchasing things. But when people donated things to the Beit HaMikdash, they could donate anything. So the ones that were actual coins, so that was money, they were able to use that. The ones that weren't, so then they had to either turn those into coins or turn those into some type of money, transfer it into money. And he says that's what it means by Yatsuru, the ones that were needed. The ones that weren't needed, you're right, if they needed to, if there was too much change, so they would just transfer it over, obviously. But if not, they would just use that money to pay. That's what he says. Okay, now one last pasuk. Kesef Hashem v'kesef chatos lo yuva beis Hashem v'kehanim yiyu. Now this was all the specific money we said before. The shkalim, the erichin, and any money that people were donating just to the Beis HaMikdash. But what about money that was used for karbonis? In other words, let's say I'm chayiv a karbon chatos. So I find out I'm chayiv a karbon chatos, so I take $100 of my money, and I put it aside, and I say, I'm designating this money is going to be my $100, and I'm going to go buy a karbon chatos, I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash and buy myself a karbon chatos. I get to the Beis HaMikdash with my $100, and they tell me, oh, animals went down in price. It's only $80 today for a karbon chatos. So now I'm left with $20 that I designated for a karbon. I can't take it back home. It's designated for a karbon. Where does that money go? So the pasuk says, kesef asham, the money of asham, or kesef chatois, the money of chatois. Doesn't mean the money itself. The money itself goes to buy the animal. It means leftover money. If there was more, you separated more money than you needed. Like Rashi says, "Hamafresh mois the chatos, so you lashomai. Velaka chasabehema v'noiser min amois." So lo yuba beis Hashem. That doesn't go towards what we call bedek habayis, the upkeep of the beis hamikdash. Rather la kehanim yu. That goes to the kehanim. Now it doesn't go to the kehanim's personal pocket. What happens is that goes in a special box, and it's used. There's a special karban that. When we don't want the Mizbeach of Hashem ever to be empty from karbanas. So if there's ever a slow day in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no karbanas burning on the Mizbeach, we don't want that to happen. So when that does happen, we go to this box that had all this leftover money in it from leftover karbanas, and we use that money, and we buy an animal, and we just makriv it as a karban to Hashem, in order that Hashem's Mizbeach should always have karbanas on it. So that's what it means, like kehanim yiyu. It doesn't go to bedek habayis, to that communal box for upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. It goes to the kehanim. They use it when it's needed for extra karbanis. When there's no karbanis sibur that are happening today extra, and it was a slow day for karbanis yachid. It's a slow day, so what do? The tzibur gets together from this all these extra monies that have come in, and we buy the kehanim buy a karban, and they go put it on the mizbeach. Yeah?
So there were two different boxes? Like one?
At least two different boxes. So far that we know there's two boxes. There were lots of boxes in the Beis HaMikdash.
So one of them was for the other work, and then the second one was just for the kehanim to buy the
animals? Right. That is the that's the story here in Malachim. Now, in Divrei Hayamim, there's a similar story but different. In Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Chav Dalid. So it's a very similar story. It says over there that Vayi Achrei Chayin, it was. After Yayash became the king, Haya im leiv Yayav lechadesh es beis Hashem. It was in the heart of Yayash, lechadesh es beis Hashem. He wanted to be mechadesh es beis Hashem. Now, in our psukim, we're very busy with being mechadek bedek habayis. Mechadek is when you strengthen something, so you fix things up. Lechadesh is when you make something new. So that's one, it's not on its own, perhaps it's not the biggest question in the world, because when you fix things up, you put new things into it, it's not the end of the world. But that is the first discrepancy we see here. He wanted to be Mechadish Beis Hashem. So the Pasuk says, he called all the Kehanim and the Levim, and he told them, go out to the Ara Yehuda. And our Pesukim didn't say anything like that. It says, all the money that comes in, Asher Yuva Beis Hashem, take it. That's what it says in Malachim. In Divrei Hayamim it says, go out to the Ara Yehuda, v'kibtzu mikol Yisrael kasef, l'chazek es beis alekeichem, midei shana b'shana, v'atem temaru l'dover. He told them, go out and collect money. Which money should you collect? The money that's supposed to come in midei shana b'shana. Now, like we mentioned yesterday, every year Klal Yisrael has to send shkolim. That's the send shkolim. So that's something that's a yearly thing. So he was telling them, go gather the money that's supposed to come in every year, meaning the shkolim. V'atem temaru l'davar. He says, I want you to hurry up. Go and do it very quickly. Says the pasuk, v'loy mi'aru alamim. They didn't hurry you to do it. So what happens? The Melech calls Yehoyada HaRosh and he tells them, how come you didn't tell the Levim to hurry to go out to the cities from Yehuda and Yerushalayim to get the money for the Beit HaMikdash? Now, why do I need this, says the king, and here he speaks it out for Farish, ki atalyo ha-mirshas, because atalyo the mirshas, bonel fartu es beis alekim. Her sons, they ruined things in the Beis Hashem. Partu, they broke through things. V'gam kol kodshei Beis Hashem, Otsu Lebalim. And many of the things that are hektish, that are holy in the Beis Hashem, they used it for Avodah Zarah. So here he's telling them, things were broken in the Beis HaMikdash, things were used for Avodah Zarah, we have to be mechadish things, we have to fix this up. Okay, so they didn't do it to Levian. Vayomer HaMelech, so the king said, Vayatsu Aroin Echa, and they made a box, similar box. Vayitnu B'Shar Beis Hashem, and they put it at the gate of the Beis Hashem, Chutzah, on the outside. What did our pasuk say? They put it Eitzel HaMizbeach B'Yamin B'Vayish Beis Hashem, on the right side of the entranceway when you're coming in by the Mizbeach. And here it says they put it by the gate on the outside of the gate, not on the inside, on the outside. Okay. Vayidnu kol b'Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, and they gave out an announcement that everyone should come lahavi l'Hashem matas Moshe Eved Elokim HaYisrael b'Midbar. The obligation that Moshe Rabbeinu obligated Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, which is the Shkalim, everyone should come and bring them to the Beis Hashem. The whole nation heard this. They were so excited. They came and they dumped and brought the money until it was totally, all the money was paid up, all the money, the shkolim. Everyone came and brought it, and it was, and they had all this money. Says the pasuk, they would bring this back to the Pekudas HaMelech, the one who was in charge. He would see the box is full. So they would come, they would empty it. Every day they filled up this box. Every single day they filled up the box and they emptied it. And they had gathered a lot of money. Now they had a lot of money. So they gave it to who? To those who are Oisim Melechas Avodas Hashem, to all the workers, the same thing, the Chaitzim, the Charashim, and so on and so forth. And they did it. Says the Pasuk, Vayamidu es Beis HaLekim HaMatzkuntai, they renovated the whole Beis Hashem, it was back to the way it was before. Everything that needed to be fixed was fixed. When they finished, they had extra money, says the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. And what did they do with the extra money? Vayasu kelim leveis Hashem. They made kelim for the Beis Hashem. Clay sharis. Kelim are used in the Beis Hashem. And they made spoons and they made clay zov and clay kesef.
Steer what we have here.
And here we said that they didn't use it. The money went specifically only to the workers, not to make any kelim. So when you read the stories at first glance, they sound similar. But if you take a second glance, there's a lot of problems if this is the same story. So that's why the Malbim here in Malachim, the beginning of the Perek, brings all these psukim, and he says, "Nir Reshem Shnei Sipurim." Says, it appears to me it's two separate stories here. Why? Because he says there's two problems. There's one thing, the Beit HaMikdash stood at its glory when it was first built. Now, what happens when things get, when things are not taken care of, it falls to disarray and things break and things like that. There's two things you could do, and two things that need to be done. One is, you could fix all the things that are broken. But everyone knows that when you fix up things that are broken, you don't ever get back to the original glory. Right? If you have a hole in the wall, you'll fix it up. But it's not going to be like it was on day number one, brand new. Right? You have a brand new house, you move into your brand new house, right? Give yourself 5-10 years, and there's a lot of things that need fixing. Now, you start fixing them up, but it's never going to be the way it was on day number one. So he needed, there's two things that were necessary here. Number one was to fix things. That's for sure a big issue. You gotta fix them, right? But he didn't just want to fix them, Yoyesh. He wanted to renovate the entire Beit Hashem. It should look brand new. That's a whole different thing. So he says as follows. For the money in Parshas Malachim, in Sefer Malachim, the Kesef Oiver, the Shkalim, and the Kesef Nachshas Arkoi, and the Kesef Lahavi Beis Hashem, that money was only enough L'chazek Esbedek Habayis, to fix things up. So that was the first thing Yoyesh did. First thing is, let's fix things up. We got the money, tried to get it with the Kehanim, so on and so forth. Got the Kehanim to do it. They didn't do it, fine, they didn't do it, so we took a box. The money now goes in the box, and this money is only to fix up the Beit HaKavayis for nothing else. In Divrei HaYomim, he wanted to do something else. There, he wanted to totally renovate the Beit Hashem in order to look brand new again. So therefore, he needed more money for that. That's not enough to wait for the money to come in from Klal Yisrael, like we did in Malachim. There, you got to go out collecting. You got to go make a Chinese auction. Then you got to go door to door. So what does he do? That's why it says there, he sent out the Levium into the Ari Yehuda. Go get the money. Now what money are we talking about here? The money, obviously, if it's the same money that's going to come in, right, it's again not going to be enough. So he says as follows. He says that there were years that... There were years that, in the days of Asalyo, those 6 years that she was the queen, there was no, it seems that they didn't, she introduced Avodas HaBaal to Klal Yisrael. They weren't sending their shkalim to the Beit HaMikdash. There were 6 years of shkalim that never made it to the Beit HaMikdash. That money is the money that he went and said, now you should go out and collect. That money is not, you tell Klal Yisrael, sending the shkalim, they're sending shkalim from this year. They're not sending shkalim from the last 6 years. That money, he told them, go out and collect. That was a lot of money. That's 6 years worth of shkalim of the entire Klal Yisrael. And remember, normally the shkalim are used, the shkalim of the Beit HaMikdash are used for the karbonis. So not all the shkalim that came in could be used for the Beit HaKavayis. Part of them had to go where they're supposed to go, to the Karbonis HaTzibur, like where they're supposed to go. But here you had 6 years of Shkalim that there was no need to use them for anything else. That was a lot of money. That was the Chadish's Beis Hashem. That's in Divrei HaYomim. That money is going to be used to renovate the Beis Hashem. And he told them, Maharu, he told them, go do this quickly. Go out and do this quickly. We want to be Mechadish Beis Hashem. They didn't do it, it says in Divrei HaYomim. So therefore, now if they're not doing it, so he has to tell Klal Yisrael, this is what we're going to do. So he takes his box, a different box than the other box. The other box was inside. That was for the Beit HaKavayis. That was people who brought karbanis. That was people who came to the Beit Hashem. They dropped their money off here. This is like a collection box that we're leaving at the front door of the Beit HaMikdash, and we're making an announcement in Yehuda and Yerushalayim. The money you owe from the Shkalim for the last 6 years, bring it here and deposit it. Not if you're coming to the Beit HaMikdash. You must come, bring money you owe. Every person in Klal Yisrael owes us money. For in Malachim, we're talking about people who are coming. People want to donate Erechin. They want to donate some money. That's not every person in Klal Yisrael. If I'm in the Beit HaMikdash, you know, you drop a, well, you bring a carbon, you drop a penny into the pushka, right? You do a mitzvah. So that's what that was talking about. In Divrei HaYomim, we were saying, every person in Klal Yisrael owes money to the Beit HaMikdash, the Shkalim, from the last 6 years. Did they really owe it or not? I don't know. In other words, if there were no karbonis, were they mechuyev to send it? Probably not. But he's saying, this is money that you can't say, you know, I saved it. It's going to go to the Chadish's Beit Hashem. He obligated everyone to come and bring it. He put a pushka there, and every day that thing kept filling up, because all of Klal Yisrael was bringing all these shkalim. He finally had enough money, and he paid the workers, And what does it say? It doesn't say that to Malachim. In the Rayam Zivayam, Midu is based on the Kim Al Maskuntai, the way it was originally. It wasn't, we fixed the holes in the wall. That was in Malachim, that story. This story, their Mechadish is Beit Hashem, their Mechadish the Beit Hashem, they renovated, it was as if it was like it was on day number one, Shlomo HaMelech, like it was brand new.
Renovation
happened afterwards? Sounds like it happened afterwards, yeah. Because right away, I'll tell you, oh, you have to fix the problem that she made, the pierces that she made. Then, what was done with that leftover money? So and that's why it's Dibrayamim, it's a different money. In Malachim it says the money was only for the workers, for Bedek HaBayis, because you have to remember, there's always upkeep to the Bedek HaBayis. That's an endless, it's an endless thing, so we always need money. So we could say, listen, well, we have some leftover money, so let's go make Kalim, make a Chatzaitris, make a trumpet. What do you mean? In another week, you're going to need to fix something. It's always a need for Bedek HaBayis, so what are you taking the money away from Bedek HaBayis for? You leave it there. This is only Bedek HaBayis. The money that was used, L'chadish is Beit Hashem, that was a one-time thing. They made a one-time campaign, a building campaign, to L'chadish is Beit Hashem. So what do you do with the leftover money? Save it for what? We're not doing this again. So there we said, okay, listen, leftover money. So let's make new Kalim. That also brings glory to the Beit Hashem. There's new Kalim, there's new Chatzaitzeris, Klisharis. Why not? That's all part of the Mechadish Beit Hashem. And that's why in the Reayonim, the Pasuk says that they did use that money for the Kalim and the Beit Hashem. This is the way the Malbim understands it. Rashi and the other Mepharshim don't necessarily understand that it's two separate stories, and they're busy. Some of the questions they ask, some they don't. But to Malbim, it's a very nice Mahalik to say that it is two separate stories because there are so many discrepancies between the two stories. Okay, so that is what happened here. So they were Mechadish, the Beit Hashem. Now, in Divrei HaYamim it says, and we read this pasuk before, it says after this story, well, it doesn't say exactly when, but sometime later, it says, Yehoyada HaKayin died. Yehoyada HaKayin died. And when he said yesterday, Sar Yehuda came, and they bowed down to the Melech, and they made this thing, and all of a sudden, he thought he's a god, and they started introducing Avodah Zarah into Klal Yisrael again. Over there it says, and they served Asherim and Atabim and so on and so forth. And in Malachim it doesn't mention this. Again, Malachim, we said, whenever things go wrong with the Malchi Yehuda, Yirmiyahu glossed over it. This is the Gdula of Malchus Yehuda. Malchus Yisrael, we say all the bad things. Ezra Tzayf and Devar Yamim tells us the facts. That's why over here it just continues into Oz Yale Chazo Melech Aram. What's Oz? Then. Where Meram is something happened. What happened? Two things really happened. In Divrei HaYamim there it says, this thing that they served Avodah Zarah. What happened after they served Avodah Zarah? Vayihi Ketzev al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Hashem was angry. Hashem's angry. Yehuda and Yerushalayim are serving Avodah Zarah. Vayishlach bohem Nevi'im la'ashiva mel Hashem. He sent Nevi'im. This is all in Divrei HaYamim. He sent Nevi'im to help make them do tshuva. Vayoidubam, the Nevi'im did their jobs, v'loi hazinu. The Nevi'im said, if you don't do tshuva, you're going to continue this, Hashem's going to punish you. V'loi hazinu, no one listened. And here at this point is when a very famous story happened. V'ruach alikim lovsha zechayo ben Yehoyada HaKoyen. Zechariah HaNavi. Who's Zechariah HaNavi? He's the son of Yehoyada HaKoyen. This Yehoyada, who was involved in Mechadish Beit Hashem. The one who was Mamlich Yoyosh. The one who was Yoyosh's Rebbe. The one who kept Yoyosh straight called Zmani was alive. He died, Yoyosh went off. Zechariah, his son, was a Navi. The Pasuk says he got up in the Beit HaMikdash and Yom HaKippurim Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. He got up on the most holy day of the year. Vayomer lahem koya marhu alikim. Lama atem oivri mitzvah Hashem. Why are you being oivri mitzvah Hashem? V'loi tzatzlichu. It's not going to work. Ki azavtem es Hashem, vayazav eschem. If you leave Hashem, He leaves you. It's not a good idea. And he wasn't afraid. The Medrash Rashi over there brings down a Medrash Eicha Rabbati. Because he was a Navi, he was a Kayan, it was Yom Kippur, and Rashi says there he was also the king's son-in-law. He was Yahusha's son-in-law. So he was as like Chashav as could be. Anything that, any title he had. So he wasn't afraid to say this. And what happened? By Yikshiru Alav, by Yigmu Evan B'mitzvah Samelch. Yayash gave a tzivoy, a command to kill him. By Chatzar Beis Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. They stoned him in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur Shekhol Yos B'Shach. Yes. V'loi Zohar Yayash HaMelech HaChesed Asher Asa Yehoda Aviv Imoy. Hello, Yayash and Yehoda hid this little kid Yayash in the Kodesh HaKadoshim for 6 years, and he was Mamlechim, and he killed Asaliyot. He gave him his whole Malucha. Then he taught him, and he was his Rebbe. And now his son comes and gives Musar to Klal Yisrael. Says the Pasuk, V'loi Zohar Yayash HaMelech HaChesed Asher Asa Yehoda Aviv Imoy Vayarigis Benoy. Uchimaisa, he was about to die Zechariah. As he's dying there next to the Mizbeach, he says, Yera Hashem v'yidresh. Hashem should pay attention, and Hashem should be dirish, seek out to take revenge for my blood that's being spilled here. They killed me for nothing. I was doing the Ratzon Hashem, the Mitzvah Hashem, the Dvar Hashem. I was saying a Navi. And Rashi says, why did they kill me? Because I was b'shlichus of Hashem. And since I was b'shlichus from Hashem, so therefore, who's the one who should take nekama from my blood? The one who sent me. They don't really have something personal against me. They're personal to me being an agent of Hashem. So let Hashem take his nekama. End of the pasuk. Now we all know, this is the story, that when Abu Zaradan, 200, and I wrote down the number, and 252 years later, Nebuzaradan comes into the Beis HaMikdash, and he sees that there's blood by the Mizbeah that is bubbling. They tried their hardest. This blood would not absorb into the ground, and now it would not absorb, it bubbled. For 252 years, every person in Klaizel walked in the Beis HaMikdash, brought a carbon, saw the blood of Zechariah Hanavi bubbling there. And that's what Nebuzaradan said, what is this? And they said, oh, the animals and so on and so forth, and he killed out tens of thousands of Yidin over there to try to calm him down. So finally he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, what do you want? Me to kill everybody? And it stopped. The Nekama for that killing of Zechariah, Klai Yisrael 252 years later, suffered tens of thousands, 80,000 or something, it was a big number of people were killed by Nebuzaradan. But this is where the story happened. This is where the story happens. Zechariah Hanavi, the son of Yoyada HaKayin, was killed giving Musar to Klal Yisrael on the days of Yayash. Yes. Who? No, Nebuzaradan was Nebuchadnezzar's general. What? No, he came into the Beit HaMikdash. Well, he was out to kill Jews and destroy the Beit HaMikdash. That was what he wanted to do. They told him that this is the blood of Zechariah, who has been bubbling since they killed him here in the Beit HaMikdash some 200 years ago. And he said that he's going to take care of it. Obviously, Hashem wants kapara. It hasn't been nischaper yet. So I'm going to go. Yeah, it sounds like he's trying to do Hashem's job here. I don't know, I guess so. End of the day, they knew there was Hashem in the world. Don't forget, Nebuchadnezzar himself didn't come and destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar did not come and destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar was a Bria, if we get to the end of Malachim Beis, we'll talk more about it, but he was a Bria created by Hashem for one purpose only, and that is to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. There's no guy in the world, history, who ever had a habit of trying to touch the Beit HaMikdash. With all their Avodah Zarah and all this stuff, to touch the Beit HaMikdash, they never thought of. Nebuchadnezzar was a Bria created by Hashem with one purpose in mind, and that is to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. At the end of the day, even he did not actually do it. He sent his Nebuzaradan, he sent his general, Rav HaTavach, and he was called the chief butcher, to go and destroy the Beit HaMikdash. That's a different issue, but Nevuzaradain at the end, something, yeah, something like that. Something, he turned around at the end, yeah. But the end, but he destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. What do you mean? Good question. If we get to the end of Malachim, we'll talk about it. Okay. So then what happened? So now Hashem is angry. They killed Zechariah. Says the Pasuk of Malachim Beis, Oz, then. The whole middle story, that Oz, Yirmiyahu Hanavi, was meramis to us. There's a lot in between here. Not Oz, what, after we're Mechadish Beis Hashem, so now Chazal comes and makes trouble for Klai Yisrael. No, Oz, afterwards, Yala Chazal Melech Haram, Chazal Melech Hashem is angry, Chazal Melech Haram comes, by Yilachem al Gath, he came into Eretz Yisrael, and he fought against Gath. Gath was a city. By Yilkizan, he captured it. By Yosem Chazal, Pan of Laos, Yerushalayim. Hashem was so angry, Chazal, after he finished with Gath, turns towards Yerushalayim. And Yahayash is going to get very nervous over here, and he is going to basically pay him off, and we will continue this. I guess that's the face. Yeah.
This is today. I'm going to pass the test on tomorrow, and my specimen.
Call it a test?
Yeah.
We have all the cell phones on the desk here now. So we have a whole conference call.
Are we going to do the payback?
I don't know. How many girls are leaving? We'll see. Some people
don't know.
Oh, that I can't tell you. You know, it's just always be on the safe side of things.
If you're going to do so much, go ahead.
We'll probably do something on paper.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
you have to take it tonight?
It has to be in by tomorrow. We can't do it tomorrow, so. And if not, we can have.